If you haven't experienced the joy of a marching pipe band, you're in luck. City of Newcastle RSL's pipe band is back with their pipe crawls as part of the silly season, and Ailsa Barnett, pipe major and secretary of said pipe band, is on the line with all the details. Hi, Ailsa.
G'day, Amanda. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Great to have you. Now, you're taking part in two pipe crawls, one this Friday and one on Friday, December 19. Can you tell us about them? Where and when are they on, and what will be happening?
So we've been doing this fundraiser now for over 20 years. And basically what we do is we just try to pop in to venues along Beaumont Street, traditionally starting down at, say, SJ's End and popping over to the station and making our way up all the way to the Exchange further up Beaumont Street. And then we cross the street and work our way back down, popping in at the Verde Luna and different cafes and restaurants. We'll pop up and see our new friend up at Kings Valley Egyptian Restaurant and work our way back. So basically we just try to bring a bit of recognition of the band and a bit of Christmas cheer.
Well, is it and it's starting about 6 o'clock, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We usually kick off at about 6 o'clock. And like I said, starting usually at the station. The SJs.
Ex-SJs. And what's the reaction like from people when they see you playing?
Generally, it's really good. You know, you can always tell whether people, it's the sort of music that either it resonates with you and then it stirs something inside you, or you can't stand it. There's no in between.
Well, I've seen you play and I absolutely loved it. Watched you guys marching through a club and going all the way around and back again. And, yeah, I was having a great time. So, hopefully everyone else will as well. So
Generally we do get a good response, but sometimes you'll see someone grimacing in the corner with their hands over their ears and can't wait for you to leave. But because we are loud, you know, we are loud. So how many have we got members at the moment? We're sitting at about 19, 20, I think. But, it varies how many we'll have there on the night. But we'll have a good turnout on Friday. Now, everybody loves doing this particular event. It's good fun. We don a little bit of Christmas bling, and it gives us a chance to do something a little bit different, you know, not just the traditional music. We're showing some Christmas carols and a couple of, you know, little tunes that people will resonate with.
Oh, fantastic. And they can sing along, I guess.
Oh, I don't know about that. You won't hear them, but you can try.
Sing along but drowned out. So it doesn't matter if they've got bad voices. It doesn't matter at all. What made you decide to learn the bagpipes?
Oh, for myself, it was in the family. You know, like both my parents played pipes, both of them were Highland dancers. But it's not everybody that's in our band has come from, you know, a traditional sort of Scottish background. We've got South Africans and just people that have had nothing to do with Scottish heritage. But it's an instrument that just it sparks something in people. So, and we've had people learn from young ages to people learning in their 60s and so forth. So it's funny. We've actually had somebody, I can't remember who it was, that came to the band courtesy of a Beaumont Street fundraiser, which Mark Rourke coined the term last year, pipe crawl, which I just thought was
It's hilarious. Great, isn't it?
Now, I don't know how we never thought of it, but it's fantastic.
It is. So do you teach the bagpipes? Now you're looking for new members?
Always, always. We teach piping and we teach drumming, so we're always on the lookout because there's so much for youth to do these days. It's something that you've really got to try and promote, which we do try and promote ourselves to teach and encourage people to enjoy this type of music. We don't need any amplifiers. You can hear us coming down the street. It takes a lot of discipline as well, but it's good fun. It's really good fun.
And not only that, you're playing and you're marching.
Yeah.
So you've got to kind of, you know, work out what you're doing with your hands while you're working with your feet.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a real fitness to it as well. Even though you might see us of all different sizes, there's a real fitness to playing and marching. So we do a lot. I think we've done about 35, 36 gigs this year and next year's looking just as busy. So we are very we are a very busy band, and we're a seriously social band is the term that is used in our band, because it's all about the fun. We are serious about what we do, but we're not, you know, that sort of band that's win at all costs or all about the winnings of things.
Yeah. So, well, if anyone wants to join or find out more, where can they go?
Oh, most definitely. Come to our website, Newcastle RSL Pipe Band. You can just Google us, but we do have a website and a Facebook page, so you can check us out on either of those.
Well, it also sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun on Friday and also on the 19th. Elsa Barnett, thank you so much for chatting with us, and have a
thank
great
you
Christmas.
So much. And you, Amanda, have a fantastic Chrissy.
Thank you very much. If you'd like to find out more about City of Newcastle RSL's Pipe Band Pipe Crawl this Friday and on December 19 on Beaumont Street, Hamilton, you can check out our community events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.